if you're aware, I don't know if you're aware, Hurricanes won last night in overtime, ended the series. I know Brendan Winnett is aware because I saw him tweeted.
Yeah.
He tweeted about it. Yes, 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 for Faust with his pants. Yes.
Raleigh, we out here. We out here. Let's go Canes. Let's do that hockey. Let's do that hockey.
You're killing me. A little Chance the Rapper for everybody. I'll tell you, it's still one of my favorite bits in the history of Saturday Night Live. All right, so I have a question for you.
Yes, yes, sir.
If in a game of consequence where you lose and your season ends and you're at home and in two consecutive years it is over before we get to the second half, what are we doing? I thought last year was bad. They were, the Phoenix Suns were down 57-27 at the half at home in Game 7 to the Dallas Mavericks. This time, they allowed 81 first half points. 57-27 is bad. It ain't as bad as 81-51, and I don't even think it's close. What do you say about that?
Well, obviously, no Paul, no Aiden. Like, they're down, right? Like, they didn't have all their horses.
And they had Jock Landale. Kidding, but.
No, but it's a team that was built, like, the two games that they won in that series, Book and Durant averaged, like, 80 points combined. So, yeah, like, that's not sustainable. It's just not a sustainable model. That's not a sustainable model. And I was, like, I was impressed by Book's run. He had a great run. Was the best player in the playoffs, but like, it can't just be him.
Yeah.
Like there was no counter. There's no counter. And that's the thing. Like we've seen counters for even from great teams, Golden State, their counter is, hey, we're going to put a step more in the pick and roll. We'll separate out the minutes for Looney and Draymond. So we get more shooters on the floor. Like there has to be a counter. There's no counter to like, hey, y'all have to be great all the time. And that was it wasn't sustainable.
Right. But it still doesn't explain 81 points. They like,
yeah.
They scored 51. Like if you score 51 at half, you might not be winning, but okay, you'll probably be within 10 or 15. They were 30 down. I just can't fathom.
Yeah, it's weird that that's happened twice, right?
Yeah.
That's weird. Like that's an anomaly. We don't really associate great players with having that sort of a performance. And Booker's been on the tail end of that twice. I don't want to – I can't – I'm not making leaps about him or anything like that. But it's weird, though. It is – like, I just remember watching the Giant be like, it's weird that this happened twice. Like, it's just kind of – because
at
you
home.
Don't think of that.
Like, I think Monty Williams is a good coach. At some point, that comes back to him, though, doesn't it?
Let me say this, right?
Because I like Monty Williams. I hope Phoenix does nothing with him. Let him coach.
I'll say this, and I don't. So one, the ownership change, that was something, right? Like your owner changing in the way that it did,
right?
Like that's important. But I also, and I thought about this with Ayton for a while. Because Ayton didn't really look like himself even when he was playing.
Mm.
And we all know they were kind of playing in his face a little bit with his money, right? Like,
right.
You decided to, like, not re-sign him and just, like, wait until someone else at the last minute was going, okay, we'll make a free – the Pacers make this offer. Everyone knows they're going to match it. But they didn't weren't active about that. And, like, he didn't look like himself. And now maybe that's him being hurt. I don't know. Mm. But – I did wonder, like, you don't, like, because he was a force for them. When they made that run to the five, like, he was a force. And then this year, it just kind of felt like it was kind of like, no. And then it did feel a little bit 1-2-3 Cancun by halftime.
1-2-3 Cancun.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's great. Phoenix's big mistake was not signing him first and then including him in the deal to the Nets for Durant.
Because essentially he was on the training block, right? The reason they didn't want to re-sign him is because once they re-signed him, they wouldn't be able to make these moves and do these things. So essentially what you're saying to me is if you're Ayton, you're like, okay, well, you want to make a move with me as a trading piece, and he sat there for like a year and change. Yep. And like, that's not how you really treat like a foundational player, right? Like that's...
Yeah, but he's not a foundational player, we will agree, correct?
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Okay.
I mean, no. Right. I mean, they don't think so. Like, the more.
Right. Well,
it doesn't matter what we think.
Right.
They didn't think so. I
agree with
you.
I agree with them then. I don't think he's a foundational piece. But that's, I mean, my standards for that are probably higher. So
the thing is, like, it worked with when they had Chris Paul playing at Chris Paul levels, right? Because essentially what he operated out of in that offense was off of the pick and roll. But if you got Devin and KD as the only ball handlers, those are scorers. I know that Devin, I think he averaged like 6 or 7 assists a game but he's not, that's not what he does. He's a scorer. And so if you have somebody that only operates off of getting fed and you have two scorers that are doing predominantly the ball handling, everyone else gets affected. It worked for him when it was Johnson and Bridges and Crowder. And it's just, oh, those guys are just going to be space. They're just going to take up space. They're going to be shooters, 3-and-D guys. Doesn't work so well when Book and KD are now doing all the ball handling.
Yeah, and also the new owner didn't draw a charge last night. That hurt.
That fly was fantastic, though. I gotta hand it to
you. Gosh, what an embarrassing fly.
As an amateur flopper, I was like, well done.
Brennan Whitted is with us here as we talk a little NBA playoffs about tonight, game six in LA, Warriors and Lakers. This is my read on this is to me, if the Warriors are gonna win in LA, this is the way it has to be. Don't let Reeves, D'Angelo Russell, don't let those guys get theirs. Because if they get theirs, then LeBron and AD, they don't have to get too much offensively. Because to me, the trick about the Lakers has been those two guys on the defensive end. And if they can expend all of their energy defensively and get whatever there is left over offensively, that's when the Lakers have you. It's when the other guys get scoring. So if I'm the Warriors, those are the guys I am not going to let beat me.
How about this? Game six at home, up 3-2. Before, and if you lose, you go to game seven in the other place.
Yeah.
Slippery slope game. There it is. It's a slippery slope game.
Like, oh yeah.
Because I don't think they win in Golden State if they lose this game.
Bet against bet against LeBron at your own peril.
Well, we haven't seen that LeBron. That's the thing.
He's saving
it. Seen it yet.
He's been saving it.
Today will be a fantastic day.
Yeah.
By the way, it will be a fantastic day to pull that out. He can't do it the same way he did all the time, right? Like, as we get older, men know this in particular, I can't do it all night like I used to. I give you solid 15.
They have pills for that. They do. I've heard. They have pills for that. So, but I'm not sure that he could get away with it.
That's your new ad spot, by the way.
That's right. I have pills for that. So,
cut that up. Like, that's the new ad spot.
So, but here's the thing. I think I'm not sure LeBron really has more than a couple of those, and he'll need them. We're just in the conference semifinal. We're not even the halfway mark yet.
Yeah.
So I think he is trying to conserve whatever he can as we go further. He'll pull it out in game seven. Pardon that. If he has to. I've lost control of this. So, now you're making me laugh here.
What'd I do?
Now you're making me laugh.
What'd I do?
You're supposed to react that way. So, I think it's there, and I think if it comes down to game seven, I think if the Lakers can play that way. But I do think that if the Warriors, they can't let those other guys go nuts. I'm I actually think they should be using more of Kevin Looney than I like. Look, how do you How do you go through the first series getting 23 rebounds in a game? Like, he had 20 rebounds three times in the last series in the win over Sacramento. How do you do that? And now you're barely playing. I don't even understand.
The conversation is Draymond Green's offensive regression, right? So at the end of the game four, where they're running that hammer play, it's a fake dribble handoff, and he goes downhill. Mm-hmm. And no one reacted. Like, you got 6'1 Schroeder on you. You're going, like, you have, I think it was Mooney in the strong side corner. You have Wiggins and Clay running their action off ball to the screen to get Clay free. LeBron sniffs it out completely.
No, yeah, he knew the play.
Knows what it is.
He called it out.
He knew a call. Switch this, and then Wiggins tries to dive. The second option on that play is Wiggins diving to the cup.
Right.
LeBron's like, no. Nah, bro. Because you can tell Wiggins, like, he puts his arm around him and he tries to move him, and LeBron's just like, nah.
I mean, that's what happens when you're dealing with a PhD.
But no one reacts to Green going downhill because everyone knows he's not going to shoot.
Okay.
That's the problem. That's an issue. Like, I know he's going to be a free agent next summer. Like,
oh yeah.
This is that's the problem. He's not offensively. This is a dude that do a 30 burger with a triple double in game seven of that series that they lost to Cleveland. He was that sort of offensive player, and he's just a shell of himself now.
It's not the same.
This is crazy.
We have like a minute left, so we'll give the East their due. The Knicks Heat series is over tonight. Jalen Brunson had to play 48 minutes for them to win game five at home. They're going to lose tonight in Miami, yes?
Yeah. You mentioned Monty Williams, by the way. It might be time for Tom Thibodeau. Like, that
Tom Thibodeau did his job. He got them. He made the Knicks credible again. So now Tom Thibodeau can go. And do you like Philly or Boston in Boston in Game 7?
Ooh, I love this. I love it so much. Tatum, Embiid, Harden, Brown, all of it. Like, give me all of it. Hook it to my veins.
Who wins?
I think the 76ers are going to win.
So do I.
I think they've been better than I thought they were going to be. They got two Harden games. They need an Embiid game. They need one just stellar performance from your MVP.
I wish they would have won it last night, but I think Philly wins. I think Philly's the tougher team.
Tatum was over 10 in the first half and scored 16 points in the fourth quarter. Like,
he was 0-10. At least he was still shooting. Brendan Woodard.
Shoot or shoot.
At HU Cosells.
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6 liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4 inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.